This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. The voting leadership of the Boy Scouts of America has decided for a change in values and membership policy as the National Council voted to remove the restrictive language denying membership to youth on the basis of sexual orientation. The policy would not allow gay scout leaders. Meanwhile, church leaders are speaking out regarding this vote. Reverend Bart Day is the executive director of the Office of National Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
We need a little bit of time to kind of digest not only what was passed, but what the real implications of the change in the policy will mean. And our office here at Synod will certainly do that, looking at how this may affect our religious freedoms. What impact will this have on our ability as confessing Lutherans to be bold about what we believe, according to Scripture and the Lutheran confessions in the public square, but also how will we be able to continue to live and work in such a way that really cares for those people, in this case young men, who may be struggling with same-sex attraction. The issue here is certainly that now sexual orientation has become the issue within the Scouts. It wasn't as if before that there weren't young men struggling over their sexual identity who were a part of Scouts. Those troops had opportunity, maybe as those things arose, strong male role models, certainly those attached to church, to help love and support those young men. Now it seems we've tipped total into this idea of inclusivity and having to allow even open expression of homosexuality, so that now sexual identity has become the mantra of sort of now circling around what the Scouts are about. So, I mean, the church struggles with this because we're in the world. We need to be faithful to who we are and to our confession. We're very nervous about all kinds of infringement on First Amendment issues and religious freedom and how this impacts the church in a broad number of areas. So I think right now we're calling for people just to kind of be patient, allow us to hear and figure out and talk with folks about what this really means.
Pastor Bart Day says the Boy Scouts had successfully defended its previous position in a lawsuit.
Dale versus the Boy Scouts of America was heard before the Supreme Court in the year 2000. That was a case of a gentleman who grew up as a scout, became quite openly gay. He became a gay rights activist. This was in New Jersey. He was, of course, asked not to be a part of the Scouts any longer. He filed and said that the New Jersey court system had a special accommodation law that actually should keep his rights to be a member of the Scouts. The Supreme Court of the United States said that New Jersey's accommodation law violates the Boy Scouts' First Amendment right of expressive association. So we have a very recent court case from the Supreme Court upholding the First Amendment rights of the Scouts. So it seemed that they were sort of having this conversation to open this door again. It went public. It received all sorts of ire. President Harrison and many other Christian organizations and churches signed on. The Scouts were just inundated with people saying, you cannot allow openly homosexual Scouts as leaders within our organization.
The executive director of the Office of National Mission for the LCMS notes that the Boy Scouts of America policy change means there are some new questions.
Now that the decision has been made, how will BSA implement that decision down at the charter level? So I think we need a little bit of patience here so that the church can just sort of get their arms around this. It's certainly disappointing. They had a long-standing 103 years of keeping these kind of issues on the fray, and that they had talked about not granting membership to individuals who are openly or avowed homosexuals. Now that that is repealed, what does this mean in the life of the Scouts, and what does it mean for churches and other secular organizations who have chartered Scouts? I mean, certainly it's not the church. I mean, there are lots of other church bodies who have other entities that they've been unhappy with the Scouts. There are plenty of other Lutherans who've been unhappy with the Scouts, and there are other entities and organizations. So for me, it's a challenging moment because we're working in that arena trying to prepare resources, things to really help people and families so that the church is able to say something more than just no, So when the Boy Scouts do this, it puts us in a precarious position where the immediate thing is that we want to just say no, shut it down, cut it totally free, cut it loose, we can't be a part. And maybe in the end, that's what has to happen because of our confession. But we also want to find a way to offer help and support to individuals where the church can allow the gospel of Jesus Christ and his salvation to be given to all people, including those who struggle with all sorts of sexual sin.
The Boy Scouts' new policy is set to go into effect on January 1st, 2014.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.